Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and this geezer, Chris Ramsey. We're recording this in London.
So was that your London little geezer bit?
Yes.
Very good, I like that. Yes, this is episode 7, and before we start, a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Great.
This week's sponsor is Doors.
Doors.
Doors. They connect your rooms. That's the slogan. We connect your rooms. Hey, are you tired of just having a hole in your wall that leads to the other room and the telly's on in one and the radio's on in the other and it's all getting jumbled up? You need a door. Doors. Is the smell from your toilet just wafting through the house into all the other rooms? You need a door. Doors. Have you ever finished an argument and left the room and thought, I need to put an exclamation mark on this argument? You need a door to slam.
Slam that door.
Doors.
Yeah.
Available everywhere. Well, not everywhere. Don't go to Greg's for a door. Just in door shops.
Is that, are you done?
That's it.
They just keep getting worse.
Better. She means better.
Yes, the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Episode 7, here we are. Thank you so much for listening so far. Yeah, nothing more than that, really. It's doing really well still. We're still very shocked by this.
Genuinely shocked. But we're in it doesn't feel as shocking this time because we're in a proper studio at the moment, aren't we?
Well, I'm a bit freaked out, if I'm honest.
Feels like a real job. We've had to travel here. I can't hear my fridge whirring.
Well, actually, firstly, this is my real job, so
yeah.
I'd prefer it
only
if
job.
You didn't take the mick out of me.
Only job.
Something just to tell you really quickly. Yes, we are recording in London.
Mm-hmm.
I brought me wrong notepad.
I know. That was hilarious. So we were downstairs, guys, in a meeting room doing a bit of prep for the podcast, and Rosie realised I had the wrong notepad because she's got you've got a lovely little podcast notepad and it's got my photo on, it's got Robin's photo on, it's got you on, it's really nice.
My friend Angela made it for
it's
us
lovely.
When I got my job.
Very nice when you got your job. You got your podcast job. And you turned to me and you went, oh, I've got the wrong notepad. Do you think this week's will be rubbish? And I went, well, we're in a different place. We're in a different studio using different mics. We've both got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're recording on a Wednesday and not a Monday.
Oh, shit.
Like, so many things are different, but because you've got a different bit of paper to write on, you assumed it would all be wrong.
Well, do you know what my thing is, right?
What?
So, I've had that notepad since episode 1,
mm-hmm.
right? And I've wrote at the top of everything on my notes,
yeah.
episode 1, 2, 3, etc.
Yeah.
Episode 7's going to be nowhere to be seen.
Right.
I thought, maybe in years to come, if this is a roaring success, I could sell that notepad, make a few squidlies. But no, they're going to be like, where's episode 7 right. for crying out
First
loud?
First of all, it's already a roaring success. You take that back. Secondly, I honestly thought you were about to say, in years, when they dig up me remains and they get me podcast book, They'll go, well, people in the past didn't do episode 7 of a podcast. Whatever that is. Oh, we are in me sarcophagus.
I want it buried with us. But what I'm going to do, actually, I've just thought there, I'm going to take the pages out of this and stick it into me podcast notebook.
Well, that I'm glad you've got something to do for the rest of
the
week.
We talked about this notebook for so much longer than I thought we would. Let's go again.
Oh, it's been nice. So we've been on Greg James this week. That was lovely.
Yeah, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio Unreal, 1 with the lovely Greg James.
It was nice that I didn't just have to sit around the other bit of the glass and watch you on it.
I know. Little did they know the real comedy gold was out there all the time, sitting picking our nose in the little waiting room.
God forbid. Genuinely, there was a bit of us thought that we were going to get there and they'd be like, "Hi, Rosie, just take a seat through there." I'd be like,
ah. Sit in the empty live lounge, the most depressing room in the world.
Yeah.
And then we went to Celebrity Juice last night, didn't we? I did an episode of Celebrity Juice. And
Sorry. You made me drive an hour out of London.
Yep.
To sit and watch you in the green room for 3 hours.
Yep.
And then drive an hour back.
Yep.
That was fun.
Just wanted the moral support, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. No, it was very, very good.
It's a crazy show live, isn't it?
It's still just as brilliant. It's mental.
It's the most, for me, it's the show that people always say, can you get us tickets to go and see it live? And it's the show that most mimics what a live audience are like. Just a bunch of lunatics.
Yeah.
It's really, really good fun.
It's very good.
But yeah, all good.
As well, just quickly, on the third day without Robin, and I'm flagging, like.
Yeah, we've been London. This is the third day in London, and he's still up north, and he's.
I know. Do you know what it is, Chris? Right, 2 days. First day, genuinely didn't even think about him. Once it got to about 7 o'clock, and I was like, oh shit.
I have a child.
I was like, oh my God, is he like? And you rang your mum, and he was absolutely fine.
You said, shouldn't we ring someone? Find out if he's all right.
We were really busy, to be fair. And then the second day, it was fine, and I did keep into contact a lot more. He was absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Third day three, I take a ton of bricks. In my head, I'm like, where's my child? So yeah.
He's not.
He
hasn't asked for us.
Give him monkeys. No. Yeah. But we're going back home this afternoon.
Yeah. But didn't he want to go in? He asked your mum to go in our bed last night. But didn't ask where we were.
Oh, yeah. So my mum's busy staying at ours with Robin. He woke up in the middle of the night, went to the spare room where my mum was sleeping, and he started getting upset. My mum was like, are you all right? He was like, I don't want to sleep here. My mum was like, do you want to go back to your bed? He was like, I want to go in my mum and dad's bed. And so I sent my mum. I was like, oh, mum, bless him. Did he want us? She was like, he knows. He just wanted to sleep in your
just
bed.
Just wanted to stretch out.
So she literally put me in our bed.
One of the temper mattress.
Honest little bugger.
Spoiled little brat.
Yeah.
Tell you what, right? You know how you love crisps? And we're talking about crisps on Greg James.
Wow.
Segue. Hey, you love crisps. I spotted this week. We were in the...
Hey, do you love crisps? You know, as you much love, as I
this
love
isn't
crisps.
A sponsor by the, like a real sponsor. This is just something I spotted. Do you know they had a full-on crisp debate this week? Everyone's been talking about it online.
I've seen this. Is this the pyramid thing?
The pyramid of crisps.
Yeah, it was all kinds of wrong.
Utter bullshit.
I know.
Innit? Can I just say, first of all, as a country, we couldn't decide fairly and evenly on a question that only had a yes or a no answer.
Jesus.
Do we want to leave the European Union? So what, 50-odd kinds of crisp, not a chance. Squares, salt and vinegar squares, also known as salt and vinegar squahoos, may I add, bottom of the pyramid.
They're on the bottom.
Honestly.
With knickknacks?
I can't believe, well, knickknacks is a chore.
Oh,
I do. A nice and spicy knickknack, fantastic, mm-hmm. Right? But you spend more time picking them out your teeth than you do actually eating them. It's a chore. You've got to take a day off work for knickknacks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
But squahoos, also known as Squahoo McDaniels, salt and vinegar Squahoo McDaniels, they are, right? Do you know they're baked? They're actually one of the most healthy crisps because they're baked, not fried. They're
I know that.
And the taste of me, honestly, who made that pyramid? I will fight them now.
I am. I'm
fighting. I'm clenching fists.
Babe, no, babes. It's
not
all right.
Worth
calm
it,
down.
It's not worth it.
Calm down. Calm. It's just fucking crisps.
I did. I clenched my fist there and I put both my fists in the air and I'll fight whoever made that pyramid because you're a goddamn filthy liar.
My Walker salt and vinegar were up near the top, so I'm all right.
I, with ready salted Pringles. Who the hell made that? The man with no taste buds?
I know.
Eesh.
Do you know what? Pringles are a little weird little snack because I really don't like them, but I can't stop eating them.
I would never buy them, but if they're there, I will eat them all in one go. They should have some kind of slogan that, you know, like...
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Nah, I don't think that'll catch on.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ladies first, my darling wife, what's your beef? Can I say as well, before we start the beefs, this is... I'm nervous in the house now, because the amount of times I'll do something and you'll tut or you'll shake your head or you go, Chris, man. And I'll look at you and you'll whip your phone out and start typing. Mm-hmm. And know it's going to come back to bite us later on. Mm-hmm. And know it is.
Just make it so easy. You shouldn't be such an irritating... I was going to say the C word, but I'm not.
Wow, on the podcast. I know. Unbelievable.
I stopped myself.
Come on then, ladies first, what's
right,
your beef?
So my beef this week is something that's been happening a lot more. This is so curveball, you're not even going to know this. But this has happened a few times, okay? Probably about 5 times. And I'm really upset about it, right? So, recently, I'll be stood with Robin in the toilet, in the bathroom, okay? Mm-hmm. He sometimes needs a hand getting his pants down.
Right.
And what's happened the last few times that I've been there, stood next to him whilst he's weeing in the toilet? You have come over out of nowhere and just started having a wee at the same time. So I'm kind of stood at eye level because sometimes I'm like down and there's just two lots of piss coming past my eyes into the toilet. And I'm like, this is awful.
You know what it is? It's just, I don't know, it's like family wee time. I just come in, I don't
family
know why.
Family wee, I'm not having a, there's only 3 of us in this family.
Yeah, weeing, man. You'll tell me you're not weaning the bead in next to it. Liar.
No.
You know what, you're right, the other day you were like, why are you here? And I was like, I think it happened, the first time I did it, I think it was before he goes, you know, sometimes before he goes to bed, he decides he doesn't want to wee, and he shouts. And then we go, no, you want it? And he has a wee. And then a couple of times for me, he's been screaming, going, I don't want a wee. And then he started weeing. He's going, I did want a wee. I'm going, oh, you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I went over the first time I did it. I think I went over and I went, come on, daddy, a wee, and you wee, to make him wee. And now I just think, oh, that's the crack.
No, it's fine. Listen, it's fine. You're just going to have a wee at the same time. Yeah. Just, I don't, like, do it when I'm not there, like, at the level of the wee.
I cannot pick and choose when I need a wee. Right?
No, you can, Chris. You're a grown man. You can pick and choose when you need a wee.
Look, it's just family weeing time. There's nothing... I'm, you know, when I have to go... If you are trying to stop me bonding with my child during wee time, I'll tell you what, I'll see you in court.
You're a horror. Just please just be mindful and just keep family wee times for when I'm out of the room, all right?
But then if you're not there, it's not family wee time.
Oh, get lost, Chris. I'm sick of watching the two men in my life pissing together. I'm just jealous, all
right? Right. My beef with you is, right, and this has been going on for years now, but you've finally roped me into it and I'm absolutely furious, right? You have an uncanny ability, right, to purchase clothes that can only be hand-washed or dry-cleaned. And I'm utterly sick of it. I'm utterly sick of it. It gets to the point now where I'm doing the washing, I'm getting all the washing out of the dirty basket, and every other thing has... You look at the label, you go, oh, is it 30 or 40? What should I do? I want to do it on the right one. And it's a little photo of a little hand. A little hand going into a giant cup of water, and you go, right, great. Or it just says dry clean only. Or some of them, the mad ones you get from the Twilight Zone, say, like, sponge clean only, damp sponge only. Like, we don't live in the world. Like, we live in the white thing in the Matrix where there's just no dirt and nothing. And you did it to me. Recently, we went shopping, and I've got to say thank you, right? Because you dressed me recently, and any man out there, right, who thinks it might be emasculating to get your wife to tell you what to wear, Rosie, you walked me around that shop, and the stuff you picked, I would never have picked.
I know,
and I looked good in it, and I've had compliments. I've had people saying, "Hey, Chris, you look really smart," and I say all the time, "Rosie's just got us dressing like an adult now."
Yeah,
I no longer dress like a 14-year-old skateboarder. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
It was stuff I'd never pick. Rosie, I must have got 7 garments, and I'm using the word garments because we're in London, right? I must have got 7 different items. I'm not joking. 5 of them are hand wash only.
Right. Well, listen. Right.
What are you doing?
No.
It's like we're going back in time. We're gonna have to get the mangle out, like. Washing it by hand and just like drying it off in the scullery. Right. What year is it?
Firstly, I'm not taking the blame for this because, right, what's happened is you've got quite a successful career now.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've got a bit more money than we used to have when we first got together.
Right.
More expensive clothes.
Right.
You have to hand wash them because I don't think they actually do need to be hand washed. But if they get bobbly straight away, you can take them back and be like, that top was 40 quid. So shouldn't be bobbling. That's why they tell you to hand wash them.
Right.
They're just covering their own backs.
Right.
Right. But obviously, you're scared to put them in the washing machine. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Just second point here, right? I am ripping this beef to shreds.
Okay.
To shreds.
To shreds.
Shredded beef.
Great work.
Listen, pat my back.
I think we'll stop the podcast here because it's not going to get any better than that. We've peaked. Shredded beef. Look at how happy you are.
This is better than a jack in the box.
Listen, guys, again, I hate to do this and break the fourth wall here, but you can't see because we're recording it, but she just sat for about 5 seconds and did the Ali G hand flick thing, but you can't actually do it. So it was...
Hang on. No.
No, that's just a woman.
That's just
a woman trying to get a spider off her hand.
Oh, what was I saying?
Ripping it to bits, weren't you? Ripping it to bits. Look at that. You stopped ripping it to bits because you were so happy at the nickname you'd given to ripping it to bits. That is goldfish memory.
I remember. Secondly,
then.
You haven't hand-washed anything in your whole entire life.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
It's me who does it. So what's your beef? Just because
what's my beef? I'll tell you what. Beef part two, right? Beef one, section A, subsection one. You don't do it. They're just in the sink, and I go, "When are you gonna hand wash that?"
I'll do it, man.
Do it. When are you gonna? I'll do it, man. Stop it.
Well, date yourself.
Write that down for next week. Where's my pen?
Good for you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Question time. Questions from the public. My favourite bit.
Once again, yeah. Thank you so much, you beautiful people, for sending in the questions. It's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. First question this week. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and the missus love listening to your podcast, and I was hoping you two could settle a silly disagreement between us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I read this out, Rosie, this is one of the weirdest things in this sort of scenario that I think I've heard. I've heard of this problem again and again and again, but I've never heard of anyone having this solution, and I'm quite impressed, right?
Okay.
We each have separate quilts on our bed.
Wow.
After years of arguing the toss of who hogs it more, we decided one each would be the easiest solution. So my question is, does it bother either of you where the buttons or poppers are on the quilt when getting into bed? My wife insists that they must be at the bottom of the bed, whereas I couldn't give a toss where they go as it doesn't bother me. Now...
Well, that's someone who doesn't make the bed, because if you're making your bed, you put them at the bottom.
Yeah, you've got to put them at the bottom. But can I just say as well, though, Rosie, you're saying that. You have slept numerous times on a mattress with no bottom sheet on and a quilt with no quilt cover. You would sleep on a cracked den sofa.
That's nice.
You would, though,
probably
wouldn't you?
Probably wouldn't. No, well, it's weird. I just like a bed to be made, like, neat.
Yeah.
But... Can we just clarify, right? You've taken this from my childhood.
Right.
Because
no,
my
mum
and
adult.
Sister... Well, how was I drunk?
Right, no, I think...
Have I changed the bed and not put it on before going to sleep and I've been drunk? Because then I probably wouldn't care.
Probably,
or have
yeah.
I been knackered?
Maybe.
Or sometimes during the night, if Robin's threw up in my bed, I've just took the sheets off and slept on the thingy bed because it's our bed and I don't really care.
Yeah.
But in normal day life, Chris, can we just clarify? I would not do that. I would put a sheet on my bed.
Not an animal.
I used to be a slob when I was younger. I'm changed. Do you know what I mean?
But what do you think about... Do you not think that's genius? Two duvets. So I'm guessing they've got two single quilts on a double bed.
Yeah. It is a good idea.
Is it weird?
Well, no, it's just not the norm.
Yeah.
But
their bed must look... So there's two flaps now that can open. So one of them, when you're sleeping on one side, the other, one side of the bed can be perfectly made and the other side can not be. It must look like an advent calendar with only two giant doors on it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no. And one of the tinfoils is really messy and the other one's, like, really neat.
What if, like, he's got, like, I don't know, like, I know he's a grown man, but what if he's got, like, Fireman Sam or, like, a football, like, a Newcastle quilt and she's just got, like, a floral quilt? Like, what is it? Like, I need to see a photo of this bed.
It would freak me out. Just to clarify, me and Chris never know what we're going to ask, what the questions are, because we like to keep it a bit fresh. This was sent to me a couple of days ago. It's been online.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bloke called Steve O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Right? And this was on Twitter. This is what he put. We were just chatting in work, and apparently it's weird that Amy and I don't sleep on the same side of bed every night. Some nights I like to sleep by the window, some nights the door. It's not really that unusual, is it? There's more.
What?
Right, there's more. Okay.
Right.
So, they just choose a night. Right, so, hang on. Feel like I need to point out the following. This was on his thread. One. First one in chooses which side of the bed, right? Two. We've never disagreed over it, right? Three. This is going to blow your mind. Right. We move pillows and books as we move.
Oh, my God.
Right. Four. We don't change every single night.
Right.
Five. Neither of us are aliens. Well,
well, yeah, just something an alien would say, I'll be honest with you. Specifically what the alien... That is craziness. Like little bed travellers.
Do you know what it is, right?
That's so
life
weird.
Can be hard. Some things you've just got to make easy for yourself.
Yeah.
Having the same side of the bed every night is just one of them things you go, you know what, this
it's
is
a constant.
The same.
Yeah.
This never lets me down.
It's a constant, isn't it?
Constant.
That is and honestly... So who is that guy? That just went viral this week.
He's got a blue tick, actually,
right.
On Twitter. But somebody just sent me a screenshot, so I haven't
absolute
actually looked.
Absolute animal.
It's him been all over the news. It's literally been in the papers.
Him and his partner are animals, right? I'm going to weigh in on this right now. That is, like, unless you're going to bed absolutely blind drunk every night.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're in some kind of... unless it's like a stag do, right? Like, that is the weirdest thing. But changing the pillows and books, and at no point... What? Some nights I like to sleep by the window. What, you in a fucking treehouse? Like, what, is it open? Is there a view?
Some nights when it's not cloudy and I can see the moon, so I like to sleep and look at it.
What the friggin'...
Some nights I like to sleep by the door. Okay, then.
I'm sorry, like, I don't mean to be a this must be this, like a sort of bed natty, but that is just so
but
weird.
Just... is my point of view, right? By the time we go to bed, I'm usually just in a bad mood. I'm just like, ugh, get me to bed, right? By the time you've done everything downstairs, locked up, had to take me stupid makeup off, brush my teeth, whatever, right? I just want to get into bed. If I got in the bedroom, right, and you had moved your pillows and that, and I had to move all my stuff from my side of the bed, I'd be livid. I'd be like, are you kidding us, Chris?
Rosie, if you did that to me, I would honestly come in, I'd turn the lights off, I'd go to the bottom of the bed and I'd pull you out by your leg like Paranormal Activity. I'd whip you out the bed and pull you across the floor, or I'd flick the mattress and put you through the wall. That is madness.
Do you know what it is?
What?
Think of the most laid-back person you know.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Right, they've just met someone exactly like them.
It's just completely laid back, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's like, just not caring.
Ooh,
wow.
All right, then.
Yeah, well, you always are sleep near the door, don't I, in case murderers come in. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that I would do anything, right? I would just go, climb over as much as here.
But even when you're not there, I still sleep further away from the door because, I mean, those extra few inches
that extra,
away.
Yeah, that extra meter.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Thank you.
But did I ever tell you, right? So when we were younger, me and a few of the lads, Carl Hutchinson, who supports us on tour, we went to Magaluf on holiday, and we're all in a room, and God, like every night, that this wasn't. I was in a different room with normal humans, and we all went in on the first day, and we all picked our beds, and we kept our beds, right?
Right.
Carl was in a room with his mates, who are all animals, right? And every single night, they were just sleeping on different beds, depending how they fancied and who got in whenever.
What?
Right?
Well,
I don't know why, right? I don't know why. This is the kicker. One day, I was sitting in there in the room talking to them, and I was like, you know, what happened the night before, whatever, and they were all lying around. Carl Hutchinson, and I know you listen to this, mate, and you're an animal, right? He sat up as he was talking, picked up the sheets that were on the bed covering him, blew his nose into them, right? Just blew his nose into them, wiped his face, put the sheets sort of down in his lap and continued the conversation. And one of the lads
Holy shit, mate,
we haven't picked beds yet. We're just sort of swapping. And Carl went, oh, well, these can be my sheets then. Pig. Utter pig.
Oh, that's horrific, that, like.
That's awful.
Shocking.
So, yeah, I mean, fair play to that guy. You know, sleep wherever you want. But, yeah, don't be blowing your nose on the left side if you're going to then crawl back into it the night after, because it'll be sharp.
Oh, no.
Dried and sharp.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here from Chris. Just wanted to get in touch with a quick question. First, here is the backstory to why I'm asking. Now, I normally wouldn't read a long, convoluted backstory, but this is bloody gorgeous.
Okay.
I met this girl. She was a sister of my housemate. I was a student living with 300 other lads, so I was living the dream when she started flirting at the pub. We went back to ours, and the drinks kept flowing. I bet they did, Chris. We had been chilling on the sofa when things got heated. She straddled me. And things got interesting. After about 10 minutes, I noticed we were slipping off the sofa, courtesy of her rather enthusiastic manoeuvres. Go on, Chris. Dot, dot, dot. I did the bum slide, where you pull yourself back up the sofa by thrusting your arse backwards and your head upwards, just as she leaned forward to kiss me. Suffice to say, I headbutted her in the face, breaking her nose and knocking out her front tooth. To make matters worse, she started howling and two of my housemates came to investigate to see his topless sister on the floor of the fourth housemate straddling me with blood gushing out of her face.
Oh, my God.
What's your weirdest sex injury?
Oh, wow.
I'll be honest with you, Chris. I cannot beat that, mate. First night as well. And with her brother in the room.
That's in the room?
Yeah, in the building.
Oh, geez.
Well, he was in the room by the end, but just because she was screaming.
That's,
knocked her tooth out and broke her nose.
Wait, that's something that I think I'm quite shocked that hasn't happened to me, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Because I'm very unlucky like that. But God love her. What's your weirdest sex injury?
I don't know if I've had a sex injury, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I have. I've heard of a lot of sex injuries.
Have I?
I'm trying to think. Does chlamydia count?
Possibly. Who knows? Accidental chlamydia?
I've got no idea. I don't think I have.
I once had been out clubbing, and I'd been your eyes winding.
I'm
thinking,
worrying. Yeah, whenever you start a story that I know I haven't heard and it's of this nature, I get sweaty palms. I get really frightened.
I once had been out clubbing, and I'd been on one of them Buck and Bronco things.
Right.
I'd really hurt my wrist.
Right.
And then I was with a boyfriend at the time, and I went home after, and we had sexual intercourse. And my wrist really hurt, so I couldn't really do much. I don't think that's...
God alive!
That's not caused by sex. That was just, before
that
sex.
Was just that was a pre-existing injury, yeah.
Yes.
He can't take credit for that, whoever he was.
No.
Let's be honest, it could have been anyone.
Wow! You're just one of them.
Oh, it's like a game of guess who. Did he have a moustache? Flick, 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 flick.
Did he have a pulse running through his veins? Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, I've got a question. Before I ask us this question, we've been asked this so much, and we've actually avoided it the whole time. We've been asked this since episode one, but we think, do you know what? The people are asking. The people want to know, so we're going to tell. You lot. Rosie and Chris, who are your celebrity crushes?
people ask this so often.
I know.
Don't they?
It's crazy. Well, what was your reasoning for why we wouldn't say it?
My reason for why I can't have a celebrity crush is, what if I see someone who's my celebrity crush and then one day I'm doing a show with them and you're like, keep dick in your pants, mate. Or, which would actually happen, you would come with us and you would just tell them in front of us. And
possibly.
It would be horrible.
Possibly, yeah. But mine are pretty unattainable, actually.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, don't say that. Aim higher. Come on, sky's the limit.
Well.
Unless they're fictional characters, anything's possible.
One's not far off, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, do you want to go first or me?
You go first, because I don't think I've got any.
Well, my celebrity crushes, I've got two.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, standard.
I know, it's so basic, but I just think he's an amazing actor. Yeah. Really underrated. I know he's not underrated because he's in everything, but he got an Oscar not so long. It wasn't long ago. Have you ever seen him in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No.
Fan-bloody-tastic.
Fan-bloody-tastic.
And he was only like 15.
Wow, okay.
Right, okay. So, Leonardo DiCaprio. My second celebrity crush is John Travolta as Danny Zuko.
Right, okay, so we need a time machine for this one.
Yes. But I swear... Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Can it be John Travolta now? He looks like a melting waxwork.
Oh, well, that's cruel. It's not very nice. But when I'm watching Grease, we watched it not long ago, and I was just like, that's lushness.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous in that.
He is very, very good looking.
And I think it's a character in that, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. And I think because I watched it when I was a kid, and I just fancied him.
Yeah.
So that's mine. And so obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I honestly don't think... One, I don't know, I find it a little bit sort of weird when blokes mention their celebrity crushes. I don't know. I don't really like doing that.
So you're not going to do one?
I don't think I've got one.
Well, I've been voted for Celebrity Mom of the Year.
Right.
So that makes me a celebrity.
Right.
So you could pick me.
That's pathetic. No. That's like...
Wow.
That's
all right.
No, that's like getting a Valentine's Day card off your mum. I'm not having that. I'll pick anyone apart from that. My celebrity crushes, right? Mm-hmm. They're probably blokes.
No, you pick... Right, pick a woman.
Right.
Are you a straight man?
I am, but right, like, we'll, you know, so as I see it and I go like, wow, he's class him, like, well done him. Fancy him a bit.
Just pick a woman.
It's got to be a crush though, hasn't it? It's got to be like... I feel like I can't win here. I feel like there's loads of men listening go, don't do it, Chris.
Well, can we just clarify?
Because you're going to get in trouble either way.
Yeah, but I don't spend every waking moment thinking about Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Travolta.
I do. Johnny Travolta.
John Travolta. Danny Zuko. Right, pick one.
Johnny Trazuko.
Pick someone.
Who could it be? Scarlett Johansson
Not having this. Not having this. Nah.
Just storming out.
That's it.
Very good.
Divorce.
Probably Scarlett Johansson in Marvel, just because I like the Marvel
films. I absolutely have to agree with
you. She's the only one without an actual power. Her power is just being hard as nails, which I think is the best power.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, okay, I've had this from a lady. Should I say her name? I don't know. Maybe she
does. She want you to say her
name? It's not embarrassing. This is from Beth. Okay. Hiya. Just wondering if you and Chris had any opinions on whether we should look to buy a house with our best mates. Okay.
Right.
So this is two couples, both male and female, like two heterosexual couples.
Right.
Okay.
Or planning on moving in together.
Well, listen to this. The two lads worked together and put together a presentation for me and my best mate, showing how much money we would save and we could buy a much nicer house, etc. I should add, we have a 3-year-old girl and so do they. We would basically be like a weirder version of the Brady Bunch. So, you can see the logistics. What they're saying is, should we buy a good big house together, all live together, like the two couples with a kid each live together, what would happen?
That is weird.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird. That's really strange. I mean, we've got friends who all live in the same block, which is cool.
Yeah, so they can see each other.
But it's different houses.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can go to their separate dwellings at the end of the
night. That's bizarre.
Do you love, though, that the blokes have done, like, a power presentation?
I love that the guys have done a PowerPoint, yeah. I love that.
They just want to live together.
I'm telling you right now, they need to cross-examine these blokes with an independent adjudicator there, because these blokes have got... There's an ulterior motive here. For the blokes to get together and present it, there's stuff they're not mentioning.
Yeah, do you think?
Is there a FIFA or Fortnite-based PlayStation agenda here, because I feel like there might be. But that is... I mean, what? Is this just people who've just been getting Domino's deals and going, hey, we're hoying a lot of this away at the end, you know? Two pizzas for cheaper than one pizza.
We need three more mouths living in this house. This is just ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And do you know you only get one recycle bin? It's going to be carnage.
Struggle.
You're going to have piles outside like a London street.
Can we... Right, this opinion might be wrong.
Sorry. Yeah, go on. I am flabbergasted and it's really that.
I know, but right, do you know when you watch these programmes about like Mormons and how they've got like five wives, and there's just loads of people living in a house together?
Yeah.
There's usually only one man, to be fair, but they're all living a big like colony type thing. Part of me thinks...
Yeah.
Oh, that would be mint.
Really?
Yeah, right.
What, being the fourth wife?
No, maybe it's not the sharing a husband thing. But you know, if there was just like a village and you all just lived in the same house and you were all together.
Like a commune. Right.
Honestly, this part of me just thinks, you know what? There'd be loads of eyes for the bairn.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be like, where's he?
Yeah.
And you know, you wouldn't have to ring your mum to come round every time, you know, if you've got diarrhoea or something.
Jesus. So ring your mum to come round. What?
I faint on the toilet. You know
all right. Mum, diarrhea again. Come round with the bucket.
No, I just meant I get a bad stomach sometimes and I faint on the toilet if I've got a bad stomach. Anyway, so sometimes I think that it wouldn't be that bad.
Okay.
But it would be if you were like, I am sick of living with you lot.
Yeah. I mean, I like my own company and my own space sometimes.
Yeah, so do I.
So this couple, and another couple, with a kid each, are planning on moving into essentially what... I mean, it has to be a mansion. If it's not a mansion, knock it on the head together. So
how many bedrooms do you think it would
have? Well, it's going to be a minimum of 6 bedrooms, this house. It's going to have to be massive.
Yeah.
Two en-suites.
No, maybe they could get away with 4 bedrooms. They could.
That would be horrible.
One each for the couple and then one each for the kids.
Right, your snoring issue. We've covered this. Tennis snoring. Your snoring issue is quadrupled, right? Your kids being ill. It's going to be... One person gets a cold in that house, there's half the blooming street.
I know.
Dead, right? Knocked out.
Wow.
I am so against this, right? I can't actually... I might actually go and visit them and tell them how stupid they are.
Honestly, send you that message?
Aye, send us it. I want a phone number.
How would you ever fight?
You wouldn't be able to row. It would be the most passive-aggressive. Yeah. You'd grit your teeth so much you'd need a fucking mouth guard. Don't stop listening. What if one of the bedrooms is slightly bigger? What if one of the en-suites is better?
Well, this would be the fight.
What if you block a toilet? The queue for the bathroom.
Oh,
where do the cars go? Who gets the garage? Who gets the drive? Who gets outside? This is madness.
Yeah, don't do it.
I've got
to
put my foot down here, right? And I'll tell you how you're going to find out, right? Can I suggest, right? 6 months, Centre Parks, the lot of yous. See if you're still mates.
Well, go share a cabin.
Go share a cabin for 6 months in Centre Parks, but you're not allowed to do any activities. You've just got to go to work then come back as if you're living in Centre Parks, like nutters.
They could rent. That's an option.
No, Centre Parks. I'm not a final offer.
Okay, then. Expensive little 6 months you got there, mate. Craggy moves.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I've got a question here from Nathan. Now, Rosie, I'm almost not going to ask this question because I feel like this may be one of your beefs about me that you've got written down because I know I do this.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Right, okay.
Me and my partner always end up rowing about the cleaning because apparently I always bang on that I cleaned as if I have to get a reward, but she just does it. There we go.
Right.
So he cleans up and he does stuff and then he bangs on about all the stuff he's done as if
Ridiculous.
He needs a reward.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I do exactly that, Nathan. Nathan, I'm bang on with you here, mate.
It's pathetic.
I do stuff, so I'll empty the bin, I'll do the recycling, I'll hoover, I'll clean the thing, like the worktops, I'll you know, we've got a coffee machine, I'll change the filter or something, and then Rosie will come in from wherever she's been, and I'll go, hiya, she'll go, what have you been up to? And I go, well, I took the bins out, and I did the recycling, and I get it there, and it's like I want a gold star.
It's just everyday stuff.
And I can't stop myself doing it.
Best one.
Yeah.
Best one you did last week.
Yeah.
Just before bed. Filled up my water bottle, do you remember? Not my hot water, me like this where I have like bottles at the side of the bed with water, right? Christopher filled up my bottle. I walked in the room. He put the bottle down on the side of the bed, on the bedside table, looked at us, pointed at the bottle and went, eh?
Rosie,
and I just
called you from outside, man. You were walking past the room.
Oh, my God!
Like, Rosie, I went, Rosie, and you pop your head in and I pointed at the bottles and go, oh, no, good boy.
Honestly. I must have erased that from my mind because
I might be part Labrador, you know.
Yeah, you shout. I just want a little stroke
once I've done something.
That's why it annoyed it so much. I wrote that down. You shouted at us, Rosie, come and look. Huh? But that was the noise you made. Point at it. With two hands, might I add. Not just one, two hands. Like you know, when you frame something. Yeah. You're thinking,
Well, you know what? I regret it. Oh. I regret it, right? Because I regret it now when I hear it back because I should have went, ta-da!
Do you know what, Chris? I just don't get it. Like, I would just fill your water bottle up, put it on the side of your bed and not mention it again.
I need recognition and compliments for every single thing I do.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, it is time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question, 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 celebrities of the celebrities.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Ian Sterling here with a very important question for you guys. Causes much debate in our household. It's toenails, okay? Now, my toenail management isn't great. However, when I cut my toenails, I was always told to leave a little bit of white on the edge of the toenail because that's a healthy thing to do. My girlfriend thinks this is disgusting and always cuts the toenail to below the tip of the toe, if you know what I mean, right down to the nubs, which hurts my toe. How do you guys cut your toenails? Similarly, where is an appropriate place to cut your toenails? Can you cut it onto the floor, pick up the pieces? I've got a friend that cuts it directly into the toilet, which is disgusting. Your foot shouldn't be near a toilet. I need these questions answered. Thank you.
Wonderful question. Thank you so much,
Ian Sterling. Thank you so much.
Good
the
work.
Urgency on that. Good Lord. Okay. In my head, he asked that while standing in the bathroom with his toenail clippers in his hand. And he's like, I'm waiting. Quick.
I love it. Okay, give the man what he needs.
Right.
I agree with him. Leave a little bit of white on the end.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you cut them too short, like he says, it hurts. You put your socks on and your shoes and you hurt.
Well, you can get ingrown toenails if not, right? But I have just, while listening to that, I remembered one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen, right? So just off the topic of this, of fingernails.
Mm.
A kid at school used to bite his fingernails loads when I was in the juniors. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see them kids who, like, their fingernails were, like, so far
tiny,
back?
Yeah.
So far back. So it went, literally, if you look at the contour of the finger, it went fingernail, then the finger actual bit lumped up above
yes.
that. One kid I remember had such short fingernails he couldn't open the advent calendar when it was his turn in the infants, right? Which was, he couldn't open the door. It was hilarious, right? He was gutted. Someone else had to open it for him and get him the check. You know, at school you had to take all, you all took turns.
What about where do you cut your toenails?
I cut them in the bath.
I've seen you. You cut them anyway. Why am I asking you? I've seen you. You're rank. You cut them anyway. Bearing in mind that you're so well groomed and you're like so weird about stuff being clean and tidy, yeah. you hide like stuff like that. You're manky. You pick your nose, and you'll flick it.
Can I just say, all right, fingernails? I normally go outside to cut them. Because I can't be bothered to pick them
bullshit.
Up. I do. I go outside. I stand on the drive and cut my fingernails. I do. Because I can't be bothered to pick them up. And in the summer, when it's nice, I'll bloody go and do my toenails outside. I'm not scared. Right?
I've seen you.
Right? Where have you seen us?
In the sitting room.
Well, yeah,
Robin's,
if it's raining.
Robin's little... I've seen you with Robin's little baby clippers doing your talons.
Yeah, that's sometimes if I've got a little cuticle problem or something. Right? But I am... My big toenails... Like, on my big toes, are crazy thick.
They are.
Like, it's madness. Yeah, it's like pork crackling. It's crazy, right? And sometimes I'll do them. I sit on the toilet and I do them. But the lid's down. I'm not like, you know, I'm not on the toilet. And sometimes I'll clip them and I hear it hit the tiled wall across the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. What life.
And a few weeks ago, you know, when I said to you a few weeks ago, I went, Rosie, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about the bathroom. And you went, what? And I went, well, I was going to hoover after doing my fingernails, but I forgot. So my toenails, but I forgot. And they're just all over the floor in the bathroom. And you were like, oh, I didn't even notice. Because sometimes I'll just stand and I'll just go to town, clipping them all, letting it fly everywhere. And we just got a cordless hoover. So I just run in with a cordless hoover and I just hoover them all up wherever they may be. I mean, unless they've landed sort of on the sink, in the sink, or anywhere near the toothbrushes, in which case I probably wouldn't have caught them.
That's terrible. I like do mine and I kind of hold the nail at the same time so I can catch it.
Right.
And I put them in the bin.
Right.
Like a sane person.
Yeah, like a sane person.
I once knew a woman who had really long toenails and I didn't get it. And my first thing was like, how do you fit them in shoes?
Oh,
she always wore sandals.
Oh, God.
Even in the winter, she'd always have her like clompers out.
A fucking eagle.
Like, literally like an eagle. Honestly, but she had really long fingernails as well, and she used to do this a lot.
Oh, I'd be like, nah. Long toenails, though.
Long toenails, yeah.
Did you paint them as well?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no, I'm arried for that. Like,
no, though I painted like
I'm
red.
Absolutely arried for that.
Like that horrible purple, deep purple colour.
Oh, no.
I'm sexy.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
Not nice.
Yeah. Oh, I love that Ian as well. In the beginning there, did you notice he was talking? It was very formal. He was like, it's regarding toenails. Look, my toenail management has never been great. Like,
covering his own back.
Directly said that, you know, in like a job interview where they go, what are your weaknesses? I'll be honest with you guys. My toenail management's never been that great. You know what? You can still be the voice of Love Island. We're all right.
Yes. You're all accepted here. Babadoo, 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 ba. And that's it. That's the end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening to us here at Shag Married Annoyed. Come and join us next week for another instalment of Shag Married Annoyed.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for liking, subscribing and all that. Put automatic downloads on. Stop messaging us when it's not available. Go on your Wi-Fi. Grow up. Thank you very much.
Wow.
We love you, really. See you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.